what we've done in this project is that WILSA has been training paralegals for quite some time since we were established in 1989. But in this project, we moved it a level forward, and we thought we could train female paralegals, because traditionally we'd been going to the communities and asking that the communities identify who would be trained as paralegals, and they always bring up the men's names. And also, I think that's been a barrier in some way, because some issues are a bit sensitive and the women would not open up as easily to a man, but if it's a woman, they open up more quickly, and the empathy is there between the two women, and therefore it's easier for a woman to talk about the abuse that she's going through. So we in this project we singled out women, and we've trained them as paralegals, and they're also acting as a link between ourselves and the community. So if a case comes up to them that they are not quite confident about how to deal with, or they can see that this case may need to go to court, and therefore they don't have the adequate resources to move amongst themselves in their community, then they refer it to us, and we have our lawyers and our legal interns who will follow up the case and provide the necessary support that is needed for them to move between the police and the hospital and the court if necessary.